Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going through the Heidelberg Catechism, so I am doing question 58. How does the article concerning life everlasting comfort you? So the answer they give is, even as I already now experience in my heart the beginning of eternal joy, so after this life I will have perfect blessedness, such as no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no human heart has ever imagined, a blessedness in which to praise God eternally. So I'd like to read a couple of the verses that they have listed, if you want to follow. First one is Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, which is living right, and being declared righteous by God, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. John 17, verse 3. Jesus here is talking to God the Father, and he says, he's praying. Now, this is eternal life, that they may know you, that's God, our Heavenly Father, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Now, we know that a lot of people in our country and around the world probably talk about God or say they believe in God, but is it the God that's revealed here in the Bible? Is it the true God, or is it a God that they made up? And the last verse I'd like to read will sound familiar to you. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. So what I'd like to ask you to do is, if you can close your eyes for a moment or two and think about heaven, what you think heaven is going to be like or what you want heaven to be. I want to declare to you, as the scripture has just told us, it's a whole lot better than that. A whole lot better than that. Can we praise God and give him a praise with thanks? Amen.